The Politics program is brought to you, as always, by everybody who supports patreon.com/JURY. It's where you support all the shows that I do by myself. So, you get the jury show, you get this show, and if you are over $3 a week, you get our bonus headline shows. Those come out on Monday and Friday, and as the worm turns in our political world, that can very, very often be very, very valuable. Also, a couple bonus things that are going to be happening over the next week. I'm going down to Austin, so maybe a few extra little guests popping up into the feed, and those will go out not only to our headline people, but also to all of our other Patreons who get everything else that we do. Anything that we do, anything special, it goes to the patrons first. So, go ahead and check it out. Patreon.com/JURY. But enough of talking about how we do the show. Why don't you think we just do the damn thing?
Politics.
Welcome everybody to the Justin Robert Young hosted Politics program. My name is Justin Robert Young. Doodly doo. We are going to do something that we haven't done, I think, ever in the history of the show. Don't you know? That aside from this that I'm going to talk about right about the top, we are going to go the entire show on one story. One singular, solitary story. That's what we're going to do. Normally, we like to spread it around. We like to talk about a bunch of little stuff, maybe some local stuff, some state stuff, some city politics, some international politics. You know, we got really obsessive about the Korean scandal, the Brazilian scandal for a little bit. But ladies and gentlemen, right now in my newsfeed, there is but one story. One story to rule them all. What is that story?
Junior.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We go deep, deep on Don Jr. and his ample foibles over the last 72 hours, nay, 9 months. But before we do, I do want to remind everybody that Action News is the new Kickstarter that I launched about a week and change ago. Thank you to everybody that has backed it already. But there is something that we are really, really doing, that we're really proud of, rather, that is super rad. We are very, very excited about it. One of the big things that we got in feedback about the game was that a lot of people love the video. They already, kicked in for the game, but some people like didn't know exactly the fun of how it was played. And so, what we wanted to do to show you guys, just give you guys a sense of what was going on, is we are now unlocking the news cards for the game over the next, however many backers we get. So basically, every 15 backers, we unlock a news card. We've unlocked Jaws becoming the box office champion back in the in 1973. We unlocked Batman hitting the theaters in 1989. We unlocked what else? The Woodstock Festival. Bunch of really, really cool stuff. But here's where we're at now. Right now, we are at 707 backers. We need to get to 715 to unlock the first docking of an American shuttle with the Mir space station. That was back in 1995. And should we do that? So now we are only eight away. Eight backers at actionnewsgame.com. Again, actionnewsgame.com. If you have not backed, back now. Because as soon as we get to eight backers, the next thing on the horizon, which I will die if this is not in the game, is the story that made me fall in love with politics. That is the night that the internet announced its presence on the world stage, the night that Matt Drudge posted on www.drudgereport.com that Newsweek had spiked a story involving the President of the United States having a sexual relationship with an intern. This was the first shot that began the entire Monica Lewinsky scandal. I've loved talking about these things on At Contender Game, each and every one of these news stories. This is really where my element of my personality kind of shines through in the game. I am always, always, always forever grateful for John Teasdale and Megan Fawn of Guts and Glory for bringing the design and the game mechanics. But I'm not going to lie. The history stuff, that's all me, baby. All me. And I love talking about it on our Twitter account, at Contender Games. So this has been an absolute blast, releasing these cards bit by bit, every 15 backers. And I would love to start talking about what we have coming up, including Monica Lewinsky, the dot-com bust, and the Samsung Galaxy explosion. So go ahead and check it out, actionnewsgame.com, or head on over to Kickstarter and just search for Action News. A lot more fun stuff coming from that in the next few days. All right. Let's go ahead and talk about it. What are we going to talk about? What are we talking about here? I mean, could we possibly be talking about the number one story that is dominating everything?
Junior. Yes, sir.
There we go. Hashtag but his emails. This is the story of the day. Okay, we're going to cover this from a bunch of different angles. But let's, you know, because I am a journalist by trade, you know, long out of practice, long decided to become a rodeo clown instead of an actual acrobat, but I'll do my best here. This is the lead and the nut graph, in my opinion, of this story. Donald Trump Jr. got an email from an associate who has connections in Russia. That email had very explicit to leading language about what they wanted to meet about, and who was going to be delivering them their information, as well as their motivations for doing it. So, specifically, the issue is that this promoter, who represents a singer with connections into the Russian government, says the Russian government wants to support the Trump campaign. And to do that, we want to give you damaging information about Hillary Clinton. Okay. Donald Jr. says, I love it. Come on over. Come on over. Come on over, baby. You're going to meet with me. You're going to meet with Paul Manafort, who at that point was running the campaign. You're going to meet with Jared Kushner. According to Donald Jr., that lady, the meeting specifically is going to be with somebody that is described in the emails as a Russian government lawyer. In the emails, that's what it says, right? That's black and white. She comes in, according to all of them, all available parties, the lawyer, Donald Trump Jr., anybody who's spoken about it, the lady didn't have any information about Hillary Clinton and wound up just kind of turning the conversation to this issue about Russian adoptions, basically. Their backstory, Russia killed somebody. Russia gonna Russia. America put sanctions on them. Russia got pissed about it, so they stopped adoptions of Americans from Russian kids or some shit, right? So, now here, hold on. Walk with me down this path, everybody. JSC 513 says this is the Dems' fault they set this up. I will get to everything. I will get to everybody's side of this, okay? Trust me. Trust me. In the words of my buddy Mikey Newman, calm down, baby birds. You'll get fed. Just let me work. All right. So now, a couple things happen. This is the closest that anybody has gotten to making a connection of Russian government pipelined into the Trump campaign during the campaign. Right? Remember there was that whole Tempest in a Teapot thing about Jared Kushner setting up a back channel to Moscow, but that was after Donald Trump got elected. So we are not talking about campaign collusion there. This is the closest that everything looks like that. So I think even the most ardent Donald Trump supporter would agree that this is the closest that you can make that connection. I have been very, very, very skeptical about a lot of this. Anybody who's listened to this show, I've felt that it's a lot of smoke, not a lot of fire. And we'll get into exactly how much fire I think this is. But for the time being, let's understand that the optics are there. The way I described it on the morning stream yesterday, this is definitely a pipe. It depends on what went in and what came out. Now, the other side will argue this is a pipe that was planted, but all right, understand we have a pipe. Metaphorical pipe. Are we okay with the pipe? Pipe. 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 Let's move on. Donald Trump Jr. is stupid. A lot of people have compared Donald Trump Jr. to the character Fredo Corleone from the books and movies The Godfather. In fact, this entire time, you can kind of hear this sort of echoing through the background of this story.
I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says. Like dumb. I'm smart and I want the stench.
You know, he wants to help. He wants to help so bad. He just wants to help. You know, he's like, oh, they'll all be proud of me. I'm going to bring them the big dirt on Hillary. The thing that I have said from the get-go is that I do think that, A, Russia undoubtedly wanted to meddle in this election. Russia wants to meddle in many elections. Russia does meddle in many elections. If anything, I find the tenor of a lot of this conversation generally to be a little dumb, because we can clutch our pearls and stand up and stomp our feet and say, Russia, you better not meddle. You better not meddle. And I think if they were fabricating stuff, A, would be a little easier to counteract. But the methods in which they were using to get this stuff out into the public, the spear phishing attacks, you know, this is child's play. People do this for a million different reasons all the time. Yeah, they were the first to do it, but do you think that this is going to be the last? It'll be incumbent upon every single person in public office, and private, by the way, to make sure that they do everything that they can to safeguard their emails, to safeguard their information. Cybersecurity is a major vulnerability in 2017, and this is not just about politics. This is worldwide. So we can hand-wring, and we can say, oh, Russia, and you know, sure, we can put sanctions on them. Again, I've said before, it was really, really dumb when Barack Obama was making fun of Mitt Romney about how, you know, the 1980s called, they want their foreign policy back, when Mitt Romney was saying that Russia was our biggest adversary. JSC315 says, so work with Russia to stop cyber attacks. I think we should just get better ourselves. How about that? I don't think that we need to trust Russia with anything. I don't personally trust Russia or Putin as far as I can throw them. I don't like them. I'm not down with this. I wasn't down with the Russian reset when Obama was pushing it. I'm not down with this new, like, let's work with Russia. This happens every so often. We punish Russia. Russia sits there, and they're still Russia. They're big enough to be on the world stage. We have to deal with them, so then we offer a carrot, and then we offer them a stick, and then we offer them a carrot, and then we offer them a stick. It's the way of the world. Like the Joker said to Batman, I think me and you are destined to do this forever. As long as we're not pointing nuclear missiles at each other, it's probably for the best. Russia doesn't have our best interest in heart. In fact, they have our diminished future as a number one priority. That's my personal opinion. But let's get back to the business at hand. Perfection is perfected, so my man, you understand. From a young G's perspective, before I'm digging a bitch, I gotta find a contraceptive. Never know, you could be earning her, man, and learning her, man, and at the same time, burning her, man. You know I ain't with that shit, Lieutenant. Ain't no pussy good enough to get burnt while I'm up in it. Yeah, that's realer than real deal Holyfield, and all you hookers and hoes know how I feel. So before I get broke off a proper chunk, I take a small piece of some of that funky stuff. It's like this and like that and like this and I just wanted to see how long I could remember that. All right, let's get back to Donald Jr. Here's the deal. The wolves are at the door right now for the Trump campaign. And if there is nothing to hide behind that door, it was sure dumb getting all these wolves riled up to the point where they were right at your door. I have said consistently that Donald Trump's, you cannot microwave a campaign at that level. It is a miracle that Donald Trump got elected, just based on numbers and history. But to create an apparatus that can operate at that stratosphere, specifically when you are pulling together effectively people from the scrap heap, because everybody else who is an establishment Republican are working for other establishment Republicans, you are going to put people in positions that they, at the very least, are not used to. They're not used to the scrutiny. They haven't been burnt in lower levels of combat, so now that they are on the higher levels, they have history and training as to what to do and what not to do. So, does it surprise me that Donald Trump Jr. would blindly run in to an email from a surrogate or from a friend of a friend that the Russian government wanted to help them? Yes, that makes a lot of sense to me. It's the same reason why it makes a lot of sense that I think, you know, somebody who's kind of a greasy goon like Paul Manafort and Flynn that were pulled into the inner workings of this campaign might well be dirty. I don't think that Donald Trump is, personally, right now. Just a hunch. But I do think that it's makes sense to me that people around him are, just because of A, where they came from and how fast they had to come together, and by all accounts, how chaotic of a campaign he ran. And we're going to get back into that a little bit later. But, oh, why isn't Rush Limbaugh reciting those lyrics? Hold on. All right. Real quick. Let's do a little interlude. Here we go.
Welcome back. You know, Snerdly, in regards to this Russia, you know, I, El Rushbo, with my formerly nicotine-stained hands, I have bitches in the living room getting it on. Snerdly, they're getting it on. And they're not leaving until 6 in the morning. So what you gonna do? Shit. I've got a pocket full of rubbers. Snerdly, I do. My pocket is full of rubbers. And my homeboys do too. Back on the EIB network.
105.9 The Cat.
All right. It doesn't shock me that somebody who is maybe not the smartest person on the planet, like Donald Trump Jr., is caught up in something like this. That doesn't shock me. It is intensely stupid. And the fact that people are calling him Fredo is not surprising. Also not surprising that there's already a think piece on Slate. Hey, comparing Donald Trump Jr. to Fredo Corleone is grossly unfair to Fredo. Stop calling him Fredo. No, Slate. You stop. I'll call him Fredo all I want. You're not my dad. God, I hate Slate. Slate is just so pedantic and nonsensical. Ah, fuck you, Slate. All right, a lot of curse words. Sorry for anybody who listens to this with kids or whatever. All right, so let's get on into this. This is from the New York Times, their story on this. They have kind of owned this story, best I can tell. So let's go ahead and read. We read now from the New York Times. On June 3rd, 2016, an email sent to Donald Trump Jr. could hardly have been more explicit. One of his father's former Russian business partners had been contacted by senior Russian government official and were offering to provide the Trump campaign with dirt on Hillary Clinton. The documents, quote, would incriminate Hillary and her dealings with Russia and would be very useful to your father, read the email written by a trusted intermediary, who added, this is obviously very high-level and sensitive information, but is part of Russia and its government support for Mr. Trump. If the future president's eldest son was surprised or disturbed by the providence of promised material or the notion that it was part of a continuing effort by the Russian government to aid his father's campaign, he gave no indications. He replied within 5 minutes, if it's what you say, I love it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I add editorially. And especially later in the summer. 4 days later, after a flurry of emails, the intermediary wrote back proposing a meeting in New York on Thursday with a Russian government attorney. Donald Trump Jr. agreed, adding that he would most likely bring along Paul Manafort, the campaign boss, and my brother-in-law, Jared Kushner. On June 9th, the Russian lawyer was sitting in the younger Mr. Trump's office on the 25th floor of Trump Tower, just one level below the office of the future president. Over the past several days, the New York Times has disclosed the existence of the meeting, whom it involved, and what it was about. The story has unfolded as the Times has been able to confirm details of this meeting. But the email exchanges, which were reviewed by the Times, offer a detailed unspooling of how the meetings with Kremlin-connected lawyer Natalia Veselnitskaya came about. I got to email my Russian friend to see how bad I'm butchering that. Just how eager Donald Trump Jr. was to accept what he explicitly told was the Russian government's help. The Justice Department and the House and Senate Intelligence Committees are examining whether any of President Trump's associates colluded with the Russian government to disrupt last year's election. American intelligence agencies have determined that the Russian government tried to sway the election in favor of Mr. Trump. The precise nature of the promised damaging information about Mrs. Clinton is unclear. There's no evidence to suggest that it was related to Russian government computer hacking that led to the release of thousands of Democratic National Committee emails. But in recent days, accounts by some of the central organizers of the meeting, including Donald Trump Jr., have evolved and have contradicted the written email records. Because we are about two things on this show: absolute ridiculousness and trying to actually keep these things as clear as we can. Let's understand the important elements that was reported by the Times. Right there. We just read it all together. If you are going to hit the Trump campaign with collusion that goes up to the top, then what we need to establish is what we know is Russian information to go through the pipeline, out the other end, and for them to know, or more specifically, act on that information. That is collusion. I don't know if we have that here, but we sure do have a really big dumb dummy who's a dumb face and eats dumb pies and takes dumb trips to the dumb store so he can buy dumb things and put it in his dumb cart and then be a big old dummy as he drives back on the dumb highway. So, J.C. Calhoun says, so we got information from the Russians. Is that illegal? Yes and no. It is certainly frowned upon in general, you know, unless you're the Obama administration and you're looking to reset your relationship with Russia because, you know, maybe they're not all that bad of guys, right? But in general, yeah, it is not illegal, but it is frowned upon. It would be illegal if it was collusion, right? Because that would be, if you are operating against the interests of the United States on behalf of a foreign power, specifically one that is a known adversary of the United States, then that's what we like to call, in the parlance of Arrested Development, the mid to heavy treasons. Oh, yeah, by the way, did we mention that these emails got out because Donald Trump Jr. released them himself? It's the gift that keeps on giving. Oh, this campaign. What was that surfing documentary, Endless Summer? I feel like that's what I'm on. I'm on the endless campaign trail. And, oh. Maybe this podcast will still end when the campaign's over. At some point, 10 years from now, when the 2016 campaign is truly over, that maybe then I'll knock this show off. Rumble Mike says in 1997, Republicans didn't like the Democrats. More specifically, Al Gore and the Clintons accepting a lot of Chinese money. So, let's keep this train rolling. Because we're getting a lot of this already in the chat room, and I've seen a lot of this online. And I want to address it. Do I believe that if Hillary Clinton or somebody in her campaign got an email in the middle of the campaign that ISIS, in their stronghold, had a tape of Donald Trump on a live mic on The Apprentice using the N-word, would she dispatch somebody to the Middle East to climb into a cave and shake hands with ISIS to get that tape? 150%. I believe without a shadow of a doubt that that is indeed the case. She would look ISIS in the eye and say, you want to know what? Maybe we should rethink how we handle ISIS. Thank you for this tape of Donald Trump saying the N-word 50 times on The Apprentice Wild Mike. All right? Yes, I believe that to be true. You can agree with me. You can disagree with me. But, that is not a valid argument right now. At all, whatsoever, forever. Okay? I hate these arguments. I hate these moral equivalency arguments. I have a very low opinion of Hillary Clinton. I can believe that internally. But there is no argument to be made about how stupid this is by Donald Trump Jr. Because guess what? There is a burden on the winners. I don't know. We all spent a solid 10 months hearing about winning, winning, winning. How we'll be tired of winning. We'll call Donald Trump and say, the winning reservoir in my body is filled to the brim. Please win at a more reasonable clip. Guess what, homie? With great power comes great responsibility. And they don't say that line in the new Spider-Man movie. Spoiler alert. But I'm going to say it here. You cannot dig up Hillary Clinton's corpse and hide behind it if you are trying to defend Donald Trump. The dirt over that corpse is too tight from people touchdown dancing on it for the last 4 months. Can't happen. Can't happen. It's not an argument. And I will repeat, there are few people that have a lower personal opinion about Hillary Clinton and the Clintons than I do. But you can't bring it up. It is not productive, and it is not, in my opinion, a substantive argument. So let's just be done with that, okay? Okay, here we go. We will move on. So let's get into the opposition. One of the things that I like to do is go to the most rabid nexus of Donald Trump support. That is, of course, reddit.com/r/diamond club. Jesus. Freudian slip. reddit.com/r/the_Donald. This is the number one post right now. Screenshotted from a cell phone, which is just amazing. So let's go ahead and read this. Why is nobody asking how a visa-denied Democrat operative from Russia was permitted to enter the country? Oh, right. Someone in the Obama administration permitted her to come in. So a woman who shouldn't be allowed into the country was allowed into the country for the sole purposes of meeting Donald Jr. and trying to give him bogus information, which he refused. Then she ends up hanging out with Obama's ambassador to Russia on a congressional hearing. How the fuck does she know Obama's Russian ambassador? How does she have that kind of clout? Because she's a plant and always was. Her meeting with Don Jr. was part of an ongoing narrative being built against the Trump campaign during the election year. The smoking gun, she hates Trump. Here's her archive Facebook page. This was 100% entrapment from the get-go. To make it even worse, the Obama administration actually used it as cause belli to wiretap Trump Tower and spy on his campaign. We're talking high crimes here. Obama actually abused the powers of government in a politicized way to help the Democrats. 1,000 times worse than Watergate. You know, there is an old adage that when you can't defeat the facts, defeat the sources. And that is something that obviously seems to be going on here. I personally do not believe that this holds much water. I don't believe that the Russian narrative was being built this far. I don't believe that the Obama government was as top down as that to set anything up. I believe it is very, very understandable for somebody that is connected to the Russian oligarchy to absolutely know who the American ambassador to Russia is. if I'm going to take a guess as to what this is, here's my best guess. I am going to guess that this is somebody that wanted to be close to whoever got into power. Because they do, as the meeting apparently revolved around, they want to make progress on this adoption thing, right? I believe that the way they wanted to get in the door was by telling somebody in the Trump campaign exactly what they wanted to hear to get a meeting. Salacious information on Hillary Clinton is going to get them that meeting. I believe that they targeted Donald Trump Jr. because he's the easy way into the inner circle. Make him feel important. This is super sensitive, Donald Jr. I mean, I could send it to your father, but something about you. I think I should go to you first. I think he was very excited to be involved. I think he took a meeting that he probably should not have. In all likelihood, even in this, the underscore Donald explanation, this was a mistake by Donald Jr. to take the meeting. Specifically himself, specifically in Trump Tower. Which brings us to one of my favorite things that I have read in politics. For those of you who are unaware of the New York tabloid wars, if you've never lived in New York City, allow me to give you this roadmap. There are two effective tabloids in New York. The New York Daily News and the New York Post. The New York Daily News, they very often take opposing political positions. The New York Daily News being more liberal, the New York Post being more conservative. The New York Daily News does everything they possibly can to poop on Donald Trump. Poop, 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 all day long, 24/7, a million megatons of poop, right? The New York Post generally defends Donald Trump. There's a lot of people that are calling out other things in New York. Yeah, those are papers. There are many papers in New York, including the New York, of course, the Times, Wall Street Journal, yada, yada, yada. These are the tabloids. Effectively, and this is probably better to understand, they're in newspaper parlance. There's broadsheet and there's tabloids. Broadsheet is what you know to be the Wall Street Journal and New York Times. A tabloid is specifically referred to the printing style, so it's just more the book, right? It's what you would see, like alt weeklies and stuff, all print on tabloid printing. So it is just a folded one sheet folded in half, as opposed to the newspaper fourfold design. But as things have evolved, it's also, you know, tabloids have had their own style, both artistically and editorially. And so that's what the tabloid papers like the Post and the Daily News have, very editorially guided, big, loud front covers. Traditionally in New York, it's news on the front, sports on the back. This is from the New York Post's editorial board, for which I think I'm going to read in its entirety. Writes the Post editorial board, Donald Trump Jr. is an idiot. Again, the Post, the more friendly to Donald Trump. The more friendly to Donald Trump. We see only one truly solid takeaway from the story of the day. Donald Trump Jr. is an idiot. In the heat of your father's presidential campaign, a bozo British publicist emails you to set up a sit-down with a Russian government attorney promising documents and information to incriminate Hillary, courtesy of the Crown Prosecutor of Russia, as part of the government's support for Dad. And you eagerly take the meeting. If it's what you say, I love it, wrote Junior, as if the government of a former KGB spy master, Vladimir Putin, would do anything so clumsy. One former colleague, Kyle Smith, put it nicely. Don Jr. is why Nigerian email scammers keep trying their luck. Worse, he dragged his brother-in-law, Jared Kushner, and then campaign chief Paul Manafort into the meeting, which proved to be a bid by a Moscow fixer to undo a U.S. law causing trouble for her clients. Reportedly, Kushner walked out in 10 minutes while Manafort did work on his phone. Oh. And someone was so careless with the email trail that it all wound up being fed to the New York Times for days of headlines that, at best, undermine President Trump's agenda as both health and tax reform hang in the balance in Congress. Dumb, dumb, dumb. As were Junior's shifting, incomplete accounts of the meeting under days of Times questioning. Democrats and the media are frothing to find something criminal in it all, and with the most unhinged talking treason, what it was clearly was criminally stupid. I mean, this is the definition. When you look up getting up in that ass in the Wikipedia of life, you find a link to this. This is digging right up in the boot of old Don Jr. Too funny not to read. Big shout out to the Washington Post. So, where does that leave us? It doesn't seem like on second and third day reporting, beyond these emails, which were tweeted out by Don Jr. Jr., that we are any closer to connecting this lawyer, no matter how she's sold in these emails, to, I mean, again, God damn it. And then we have another thing with emails, which is so frustrating. So let's go ahead and count the emails issues, just so we all can keep them clear. Because I charge you, the PX3 listener, to not be like every other podcast that just willfully mixes these things up, okay? There are several totally different and separate email issues. Email issue the first. Hillary Clinton had a private server while she was Secretary of State. Those are her emails when they reference but her emails, okay? Then we have the leaking of Democratic National Committee emails by WikiLeaks, it to be timed during the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia. Separate thing. Those emails were not Hillary Clinton's emails, nor were they any of the other emails that we were going to talk about going forward. It is in response to that leak that Donald Trump goes up on stage, or goes up in front of a podium, behind a podium, I guess, and says, "Hey, whoever hacked those emails, I'd be very excited for you to hack Hillary Clinton's private email server and release those as well." He did not say to hack anybody currently. He was making reference to the first email controversy. So we have email controversy the first, then we have the DNC emails. Separate from that are the John Podesta emails. Those were also spearfished, like the DNC emails, but those began releasing during the campaign. In fact, the same day that the FBI said they believed it was indeed Russian governmental hackers that got into the DNC emails, they released that statement. Donald Trump's grabbing in the pussy tapes come out, and a new fresh batch of email leaks, this time from John Podesta's email, hit the internet. That all happened in the same day. Keeping it clear now, all right? Are we separate? We are now up to three independent, separate email incidences. And now we have Donald Trump Jr., who released his own emails, probably under pressure from the New York Times because they were going to release them, out on Twitter yesterday. Are we're all clear? Are we clear? Give me an all clear in the chat. Okay. Let's go ahead and understand that we are all clear. 5x5. Sweet. And yet with all that, this is the biggest thing that we've seen so far. The wolves are at the door. Everybody is trying to figure out how this changes things. Are we any closer to impeachment? I don't know. The story remains the same. And the story, as it always is that Donald Trump is mad at people. In fact, I feel like we need some sort of audio cue. Maybe I gotta talk to Mike TV. That I need a little jingle for is Reince Priebus fired? Now it's time to find out if Reince Priebus is fired. Brung. Because, as you might imagine, like what happens with most things, Donald Trump is upset with the media coverage about this, and he is upset in general. I read now from a New York Times story, as written by Peter Baker and Maggie Haberman. Advisors said the president was annoyed not so much by his son, but the headlines. Three people close to the legal team said he had also trained his ire on Mark E. Kasowitz, his longtime lawyer, who was leading the team of private lawyers representing him. Mr. Trump, who often vents about advisors in troubled times, has grown disillusioned by Mr. Kasowitz's strategy. That strain, though, exists on both sides. Mr. Kasowitz and his colleagues have been deeply frustrated by the president, and they have complained that Mr. Kushner has been whispering in the president's ear about the Russia investigation and stories while keeping the lawyers out of the loop, according to another person familiar with the legal team. But one person familiar with Mr. Kasowitz's thinking said his concerns did not relate to Mr. Kushner. Glad we are bringing an illuminating picture to this inner circle here. People are upset, but they might not be upset about each other, but also they might be. Also, somebody who knows somebody said that's not the case. Moving on. The president's lawyers view Mr. Kushner as an obstacle and a freelancer more concerned about protecting himself than his father-in-law. While no ultimatum has been delivered, the lawyers have told colleagues that they cannot keep operating that way, raising the prospects that Mr. Kasowitz may resign. Also, the president has fumed to close allies that he is mulling a staff change. 24/7, baby. We are always mulling a staff change. And some members of his family have zeroed in on the chief of staff, Reince Priebus. But most Trump advisors privately concede that major changes are unlikely to come anytime soon. Death, taxes, and the perilous career of Reince Priebus for 1,000 years, Morty. How do we do? Is there anything else? I'll be the piano bar and take requests here. Is there any other element of this Don Jr. thing that we haven't covered? Because I feel like we've done about as well as we're going to do in terms of trying to get everything ready to roll. I'll let you guys mull on that. But in the meanwhile, I'm going to take a break. You know, I'll tell you what, a smarter man might actually have, like, ads or something, but I don't know. I don't like making money so much as I like spending it. I feel like I might have to relax a little bit. You know, maybe go out to D.C., right? Maybe go out to Capitol Hill, see what's shaking. You know, maybe take in a little... Maybe go ahead and take in a little entertainment, you know. Maybe, hey, you know, they cut down on the congressional recess. Maybe I can bring out some of them senators out here. Because this is a congressional approval rating.
Get on the floor if you got that booty.
Dance. This is an Economist YouGov congressional approval rating poll taken from July 9th to July 11th. It took a sampling of 1,284 registered voters. It is only approve or disapprove of the job that Congress is doing. Coming up first to the stage, this is your opening act by a million miles. It is... with 13% a approved job of Congress. I know it's The Economist. Sorry, I got mixed up a little bit. I got so excited in the pole dance. But your headliner with 65%, it is disapproved. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that is a spread of 52%. Ooh-wee. Oh, my God. All right. Kilmanork 1285 says, point of clarification needed. If collusion to the point of treason is proved, why isn't there a clause to have another public vote instead of having a line of succession honored? It was tainted by the team that were ousted or having the House or Senate vote on the replacement. Because them's the rules. You know, our democracy is set up in a certain way, and you can't change the rules during it. You can change the rules for the next one. And I would suspect if something like that happened, there would certainly be a push to set something like that up. But I don't think it would pass because no party really wants to give up power. Again, if Donald Trump got impeached or was forced to leave office, it would require both parties, meaning that the party in power would have to relinquish some degree of power. They would not like to do that in a way that could imperil them for power going forward. And by the way, neither would the Democrats. So that will never happen. If the Republicans feel that Donald Trump is too much of a problem, they will just get him out and they will retain the presidency in the same way that the Democrats would want to. So that's the answer. Them's the rules. I wish we had that Obama gif that we had on Night Attack last night. All right, here we go. Let's get into your emails. You can email us in theyoungamerican@gmail.com. Again, theyoungamerican@gmail.com. And I've seen a lot of great questions. Please email them in. Please email them in. theyoungamerican@gmail.com. Anonymous Diamond writes, Dear Justin R. Young, hypothetically, let's say that I have a friend and his son did something wrong and posted about it on Twitter for everyone to read. And this friend, totally not me, but this guy is pretty amazing and all the women love him. He's the president of the United States. Could could I just pardon him and move on? What about after the trial? Thanks. Yours truly, totally not the president, Donald Trump. I don't think that we're going to look at pardon. I mean, I will be curious to see how much in the limelight Donald Trump is. But then again, you know, the normal way to handle something like this is lay low. And the Trumps are not really, really, really good at laying low. So who knows? Big Jim writes in, trade agreements. Really, bro? You really want to go there? Because I can go there. I can go there hard. Okay, that got awkward. But seriously, The United States has been behind the count on free trade agreements since Bush circa 1988. NAFTA definitely helped, but we have about 14 free trade agreements right now. Compare this with our neighbors to the south. Hola, Mexico! Ay, caramba! They have almost 30. Then, making its way to the ring, it's time. It took let's take a look at the Union of Euros, the old world, the two-time stage for World War. It's the European Union. Holy hachi-machi, 34 current deals, not including themselves, and 16 deals are pending. Trade deals are really important, and the United States have been sorely behind on them for a long time. So, Big Jim, and this is his business, is shipping and trade and stuff like that. And so he's very, very knowledgeable about taxes and tariffs and how that actually affects the business. His point is, argue about whether or not they are good or bad. We need them. And we need to start making them faster. And we need to start operating within the parameters of the ones that we have made. So I don't think what Big Jim is saying is that our deals are perfect, but we need to start making them if we want to continue to be competitive on the world stage. And if the idea is that we want American workers to work as hard as possible and to have as many jobs as possible, that we need to have deals. So regardless of where you're landing on, we have that NAFTA's a crappy deal or NAFTA's a good deal, we just need to be making them because we got to get rolling. Because everybody else has these deals, and we are never going to be as attractive of a partner to do business with if we are not locking down the terms beforehand. Big Jim, if I am misrepresenting your point, which I'm sure I am, go ahead and email in, and we'll read your stuff next time. All right, that about wraps it up. We did it. We went an entire episode almost exclusively talking about Junior. If you want to write us in, just go ahead and do it at theyoungamerican@gmail.com. Again, action news game. Go ahead and get it right now on Kickstarter. Back it right now. If you can hear my voice, then go ahead on over there right now. I am so pumped. You want to know what? I think I might just actually do a bonus episode just about the Lewinsky trial. I might just go Dan Carlin and just talk about, just do a Lewinsky trial thing. Actionnewsgame.com is what you need to do. So, that about wraps it up for this edition of the program. Thank you all for watching. I saw a lot of new faces in here. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. If this is the first time that you're watching, I'm glad that you dug it. One more reminder, if you want to email the show, go ahead and hit us up, theyoungamerican@gmail.com. Music has been provided by Valesco and Trap Killers. Follow me at Justin R. Young everywhere. And you can download archived episodes of this show at BonerWars.com. Folks, especially if you're new, you just realize some shows talk about politics. Other shows talk about politics. Still more, they talk about politics. But this right here, it's the only show that talks about all three. I will see you guys later!
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.